This is HPR episode 2423 entitled, Open Source Gaming #2, Oolite. It is hosted by the dude, and is about 7 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, episode 2 is about the space travel simulator Oolite, which is an open source remake of Elite.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Okay, here is the dude here again, and here is another episode of Open Source Gaming. Alright, last episode was on Meridian 59, which was an open source MMORPG. How about a open source game that is a space simulator? Now, a lot of people in the gaming community probably heard of Elite Dangerous, and those in like the old school computer days probably remember the space simulator Elite. Well, this one is Oolite, which was released in July 2004 and is completely open source and free. So you don't need to have money to play this space simulator. You also don't need an emulator. You just download it to your computer, whether it be a Mac, because it does support Mac OS. Also supports Linux. Also supports FreeBSD. And of course, it runs Windows. Also, the best thing is, you don't really need that much of a graphics card to run the game. So yeah, pretty much any computer could pretty much run this game that was made after 2004. I'll just say that because I'm not sure about beforehand. Beforehand, obviously, you know, the stuff from the 80s and 90s isn't going to run it. But anyway, pretty much it runs like Elite, you know, you just trade and then fight things. And gather up points to become quote-unquote elite rating is pretty much the built-in score. There's different missions such as destroying pirate ships and collecting bounties. You can also become a person that raids ships yourself. There's not really that much besides there's decent mods for the game. You can get like different expansion packs because of course it's open source. So you can get like more planets and other content. I wish I really had a lot more to it, but there's not much to really say about the game without really saying much about like what people already know about Elite Dangerous and the original Elite. I will say this though, it is a single player game. I know all the Elite games are pretty much single player. I'm not sure about Elite Dangerous. I'm not sure if that's multiplayer because I'm not totally familiar with that. Hold on, let me do my research on that. Fudge. Probably should do research before I do this podcast, but oh well, winging it as usual. Elite Dangerous. Yeah. Oh, it is advertised as multiplayer, but, you know, that's going to be, but, yeah, Elite Dangerous is multiplayer, Oolite isn't, but regardless, it's not like you're going to run into, like, another player. Space is big, even if it was multiplayer, but, you know, just like with other open source games, you can add different things, so if you really want to spend the time, you could probably make a multiplayer version of Oolite. I think other things I should probably also say, the licensing, Oolite is under GNU GPL version 2 for the source code, and its Creative Commons is CC BY-NC-SA for the other resources such as models, music, textures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As usual, really check it out. I played it a couple times. I liked it, although the learning curve is pretty steep. I will say that. I mean, it is a space simulator, and unless you played other space simulator games and familiar with the games in the Elite series, you're definitely going to have quite a learning curve. But other than that, it's a fun game, and it also has gotten positive reviews, and I'd say it's worth a try. But anyway, yes, I know this is a short episode, but hopefully the next one will be bigger when I will talk about another game that's ends up being open source. But anyway, until next time, I'm the dude. So keep on listening to the next podcast of open source gaming, and keep listening to the rest of the podcasts on Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.